And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Well, the city of Ruston has announced that Buc-ee's is coming to Ruston. The large travel center will be built in Ruston on Long I-20. Ruston says it will have a major economic impact on Ruston and throughout North Louisiana. Buc-ee's is going to build a store that is 53,000 square feet, according to the city of Ruston. It would have 120 gas pumps, 200 full-time jobs with starting pay of $16 an hour with full benefits, including health insurance, time off, and a 401k with a match. The investment in the complex being built would be about $50 million. Ruston's Mayor Ronnie Walker says it's a tremendous project. He said that they had been working on it for about 2.5 years. The travel center would be located off of Tarbutton Road, directly across from Ruston Junior High School. Buc-ee's is saying that construction would begin in 2023. The facility would be fully operational by 2025. We're starting to get a better idea of who's in and who's out of the Louisiana governor's race since Senator John Kennedy announced that he's going to stay put. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is going to seek re-election as Lieutenant Governor. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says it appears some of the biggest names in state politics are no longer interested in that job.
It completely changes the complexion of the race and reshapes it with less than a year to go.
As of today, the two major candidates are Attorney General Jeff Landry and Treasurer John Schroeder, both Republicans. So far, a Democrat has not officially entered the race, but Cross says that could change with neither Kennedy nor Bill Cassidy running for governor.
Not having one of the United States senators in the race is going to make it more likely that a Democrat's going to give it a serious run.
And as for who's considered a front runner in the race, Cross says Landry, who's been endorsed by the state Republican Party, appears to have more working in his favor as opposed to Schroeder.
Jeff Landry has a much higher name recognition. He's been around a bit longer and has a better fundraising apparatus. So you would have to say that Landry has the advantage in that regard.
And Georgia won the NCAA National Championship last night. A big win for the Bulldogs over the TCU Horned Frogs, 65-7.